become one of the finest of all the arts of man. You have seen the development of the science of public health, which has brought the gospel of health to the school, to the clinic of the nation. You have seen the growth of hospitals, the creation of foundations for medical research, and a revolution in the teaching of medicine. You have seen isolated clinics come to be part of great universities, an association resulting in the enrichment of both. But despite the progress that you have seen, and that you have so greatly helped to accomplish, the restless spirit of science prompts you, I am glad to say, to see new visions of achievement in the days to come. As you have pointed out so often in your predictions of what humanity may expect from medical science in the future, progress is only at the beginning. In the further development of the curative art, in the discovery of new means for the prevention of disease, in the creation of methods by which all of the people may be made aware of the knowledge of hygiene and public health developed in the laboratory clinic, your vision offers promise to a greater nation and for a happier people. Yes, you have helped to give to the medical profession a unique place in the community and the nation. By reason of his special opportunities, the physician has the occasion to perform a service in his community far beyond the bounds of his own professional duty. His infinitely complex relationships with the people of his community enable him to lead them in the standards of ethical right which may profoundly affect human conduct in general. And so for this reason, the science of medicine comes to concern itself with many things besides the healing of the sick. It has been broadly interpreted as a major factor in the science of human welfare. The problems of disease, the circumstances related to it, are to the science of modern medicine only the sequel of a long train of social cause and effect. Medicine has taught us how important it is to look beyond the results to the cause, not only the cause of human sickness, but the cause of those social disorders out of which individual difficulties necessarily arise. And those of us who are concerned with the problems of government, the problems of economics, the problems of social relations, are under very special obligations to modern medicine in two important respects.